In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Francis de Sales, Doctor of the Church, was one of the greatest evangelists and most powerful confessors during the Counter-Reformation. That means this time, which followed the crisis brought in Christendom by Martin Luther, the so-called Protestant Reformation. But it was more a revolution than a reformation. His writings on Catholic spirituality still inspire us today, and his words still resonate across the centuries. Yet, there was a time when Saint Francis was entirely paralyzed, was entirely stuck, incapacitated by doubt and fear. When Francis was a young man at college in Paris, far from his parents, he began to hear discussions and debates on predestination and the nature of salvation. This was during the late 16th century when Lutheranism and Calvinism were destroying large parts of Western Christendom. Young Francis was swayed by some of the harsher interpretations of predestination and began to doubt his salvation. Convinced he was one of the lost, one of the damned, Francis began to feel terrible anguish, anxious, sad, despair. He fell into a deep depression and was even bedridden for a time. But Saint Francis did not despair completely. He made his way to the church of Saint-Étienne de Grès in Paris and found there the statue of the Black Virgin of Paris, Our Lady of Good Deliverance. Here he prayed a prayer we all know. He prayed one times memorare prayer and truly was delivered from his crippling doubt. In place of his doubt, Francis was filled with a simple assurance that God is love. These words of love gave Saint Francis freedom. Not a false freedom to remain in sin or pursue whatever fleeting fancy he left, but true freedom to be transformed, to be transformed by God into a whole and powerful servant. Saint Francis de Sales then consecrated himself to the Virgin Mary, joined the priesthood, and was later installed as Bishop of Geneva, the actual Switzerland, a part of Europe overrun by Protestants at that time. He was not allowed to live in Geneva. He has to live in another city, in Annecy, in the French part, because in Geneva he was not allowed even to enter in the city. Saint Francis became well known as an evangelist, as a confessor, and even a mystic, but everything he did was marked by the simple assurance, God is love. For St. Francis de Sales, these words never became trite, but always called him to courage, the inevitable result of true love. As St. John the Apostle wrote, perfect love drives out fear. Fear crippled St. Francis as a youth, but perfect love drove that his fear out and drove St. Francis into godliness and greatness. It was this confidence in perfect love that allowed St. Francis to be truly honest with himself and make a courageous self-examination. St. Francis wrote, "Do not lose courage in considering your own imperfections, but instantly set about remedying them. Every day, begin the task anew." But what does courage have to do with considering imperfections? Well, St. Francis would have known that fear often keeps us from being truly honest about our faults. In his famous book, The Introduction to the Devout Life, St. Francis de Sales encouraged us to go on bravely in the spirit of humility to make our general confession. But, he said, "I entreat you, be not troubled by any sort of fearfulness. The scorpion who stings us is venomous. But when his poison has been distilled, it is the best remedy for his bite." So, even so, sin is shameful when we commit it, when we reduce to repentance and confession, it becomes salutary and honorable. This was the hope St. Francis was certain of. And this hope can lead us to be truly honest with ourselves. Sometimes we are embarrassed of our sins. Sometimes we don't want to do the work required to fix our mistakes. But often our hesitance is actually rooted in a fear that we are unlovable. We know we are sinners, and we are afraid others would not love us if they knew the extent of our depravity. And despite the scriptural assurances that God does love us passionately, even though our sin, we worry that maybe this is not true. Dear faithful, our fear of being unlovable is also at the root of many of our sins as well. When we don't truly believe God loves us, we resort to things like gossip, slander, or detraction to make ourselves feel better. We act proud and flaunt our achievements. All of these sins are products of fear and doubt. Saint Francis, freed from doubts, was able not only examine himself with courage, but also to pursue virtue, to pursue the love that had freed him. He was able also to preach this love and to evangelize in even the most hostile places. When he got his diocese, there were not even 10 Catholics versus 76,000 Protestants. When he passed, there were not even 10 Protestants in his diocese. But what made St. Francis such an effective messenger was not merely his intelligence or skill as an orator. Instead, it was again his courage and deep hope in the love of God. Oftentimes, when we become contentious or angry during a discussion, we may seem confident exteriorly, but we are actually doubtful. Despite an out anger swagger, we harbor a fear that we may be wrong. Our bluster is not built on bedrock, and we lash out with insults to keep our argument from falling down. But when we are truly confident in our views, we can say what we feel, and we can listen and respond kindly without aggressivity, without defensiveness. Saint Francis de Sales, ever confident that God is love, could engage with hostile enemies charitably and with grace. His assurance from God could not be shaken by his Protestant interlocutors, so he was able to listen and, in turn, help them hear. Scripture tells us repeatedly, do not be afraid. Fear leads us away from hope and into sin. Saint Francis de Sales experienced this fear and the despair it brings. But he also followed Mary out of that doubt and into a life of courage and love. Saint Francis de Sales, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.